Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Paper Towel Improv Podcast, Quick Bites with Rafi. We took a break for a couple of weeks. Sometimes podcasters need to do that. It's fine. But now I'm back. And as promised, we've got I was promised magic. You were promised I was promised magic. And if that sentence made any sense, you're listening to the right show. That means we've got Amy and Kristen. Amy Seeley, I should say their last names. We've got Amy Seeley and Kristen Phibbs.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My question for you guys is, I've really enjoyed your guys' team name in the past. It's probably one of my favorite team names at Tim. How did that team name come to pass?
Well, we were rehearsing. Our coach is Daniel Kirby, and we were doing a scene about being at a child's birthday party. And at one point, I, in exasperation, said, I was promised magic. And that's how our team got its name.
Yeah, that it was a lame birthday sense. Party. Yeah, yeah. And he just said, that sounds like a great team name. And so,
yep.
It stuck.
Yeah. No, it makes a lot of sense. I didn't expect that answer to make as much sense as it did. I was hoping it was just a random collection of words you guys found, but no, it made a lot of sense. And was this a team you guys did for a tournament, or has this just been a team you guys have been performing with?
Amy actually contacted me. We had done a workshop together. It was actually the first time we met, really. We did this workshop together, and we had to tell each other, was it like really personal stories or shocking stories or something?
Yeah, we had to look at each other's eyes and like tell a story and
divulge things to one another, and we kind of bonded. And then Amy contacted me and said, I've really wanted to do mono scenes. And I said, that sounds terrifying. Let's do it.
Yeah, I just felt like Kristen and I had very similar kind of sensibilities and comic sensibilities and pop culture knowledge and stuff like that. And I thought she'd be really fun to work with. And she is.
Yeah.
What do you know?
And then we asked Kirby to be our coach because he also loves mono scenes. And that's kind of how it all came together.
Yeah.
For the audience listening, can you guys talk a bit about what a mono scene is?
So we do like at usually like 8 to 12 minutes, and we're the same characters the entire time. There's no pop-outs or cut-tos. We just stay in the same scene.
Just one awesome. Big long scene with one suggestion to start.
No, and I think that's a really fun format. I hadn't learned it myself until like a month ago on Zoom, but it's really, I totally get why you guys are so drawn to it. It's really interesting to just stay in those two characters for as long as you can.
Yeah, it's fun to explore so many different aspects.
You guys want to take a quick ad break and then get into it?
Sounds great.
Yeah, let's do it.
We will hear, you guys will hear us again in 30 seconds. I hope you have a great break. Hi, everyone. We're back. We're going to do that mono scene format that we talked about earlier. What that means is we're going to get a scene and we're going to start out with just Amy and Kristen. Later I'm going to walk in as a third character and we're going to spend 8 to 12 minutes with just those three characters. You two like to get a suggestion of a word, right?
Yes.
Yeah, just awesome. Anything.
We're going to go to canigetit.com and get a suggestion of a word, and that word is infamous.
Infamous, okay. You look, you have a devious look in your eye today. What's up with that?
I'm so transparent.
You can't hide anything from me.
I shoplifted.
What?
I know, I don't know why I would do that, but I was in the CVS and I saw like this little cactus keychain, and I took it. I don't know why.
Tilda, you're 67 years old. We haven't done anything like that since we were teenagers.
Right? I don't know. I don't know what came over me. Like, you know, who steals? You know, if you don't have to, like, I have money. I could have bought a keychain.
Right? Oh yeah. I mean, you inherited a lot from your hubby. But you know, ever since we were little kids, I mean, you actually taught me how to shoplift. As my older sister, you were so good at it. So I don't blame you for trying again, but I thought we were past that.
I did too. I honestly taught all the siblings how to shoplift.
I know. You're so devious, but so, so smart. And I had so much fun. But you know what? I'm actually kind of excited. This is exciting. It's like we're reliving our youth.
It was thrilling. Let me tell you, I saw that little keychain and I looked around and I slowly slid it in my pocket and I started whistling. I don't know why. That actually paid more attention to me, but I thought it seemed nonchalant and I walked out.
The whistling always worked. It was such a great diversion. And I'm so glad to know it still does. I might have to try. I wonder though, since you started back with shoplifting, are you going to branch out like we did when we were younger? Are you going to start doing other things?
Well, you know, I did feel quite a thrill, and then later I saw a bike that wasn't locked up.
No, Matilda, you didn't.
I did. I rode it. I rode the bike. I rode it. I didn't take it all the way home, but I rode it like 4 blocks away, and then I parked it and left it.
That's even better. I mean, you have no evidence now, but you got the thrill.
Honestly, riding a bike was so exhausting. Like, I couldn't ride it any farther. And I had to get back to my car, and I didn't want to be on the bike anymore. So I just left it. But oh, my God, the rush. The rush. Oh, my God.
Wow.
What do you think the last thing you stole was?
I'm trying to think. The last thing I remember, it was my boss's yacht. Do you remember that?
Oh my God. Oh my God, how could I forget you stole that yacht?
Oh, it was so amazing. And then we had that party on it.
Yes.
Do you remember?
I kind of remember it. There was a lot of champagne on that yacht.
Yeah. Oh my. Oh my. Oh, those were the days, Matilda.
Excuse me, Matilda. I know I'm early for the book signing, but I was hoping you would sign my copy of How to Steal. Oh. I've learned so much from it.
Oh my God. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. What's your name?
Stephen.
Stephen. To Stephen. I hope you never have to pay for anything ever again. There you go.
Thank you so much. This book changed my life.
I feel so rude. I didn't introduce you to my sister, Daphne.
Oh, Stephen. Yes, I'm her sister.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Stephen. I'm just getting into stealing, but it's really fun.
Oh, you're going to love it. I don't know if she gave you all of our secrets, but she's the best.
I was just telling my sister, it's been such a long time since I've actually stolen anything. I just like to write about stealing now, but I think I've started stealing again.
Right. And the fact that you make so much money with your book sales, you don't need to steal.
No, and also, my husband died and left me a lot of money. Right. Gerald. Yeah.
Gerald. Oh, yeah. My.
Like, I really have no need to steal. When we grew up poor, Stephen, and we just didn't have the things the cool kids had, and so we stole them. It wasn't, you know, it was fun, easy, you know.
I know exactly what you mean. I mean, to tell you the truth, I never met my parents. There's a rumor that that my mom was an amazing stealer, but I never met her.
Really?
Interesting.
But that's very interesting. I wonder if we know her.
Yeah, we have a lot of connections in the stealing community. Where did you grow up?
Oh, I grew up in right here in this town where you live.
This town?
Oh, in Peoria. Yes. Yeah, Peoria is a great place to steal. It really is. Yeah.
We've lived here our whole lives, and so we know. Yeah, that book is particularly good for if you want to learn how to steal in Peoria, because, you know, that's where we honed our skills.
Yeah. Oh, stealing in Peoria is my favorite chapter. I mean, I've used it to steal at Greg's Grocers.
Oh, what? Really? Did you use the whistling afterwards? Did you whistle?
Okay, now that might have been one of the only pitfalls in the book, because I misinterpreted the whistling as I should go steal a whistle, like a whistle the instrument, and then play the whistle as I walked away from the crime scene.
Oh, I could totally see how that could be misread. Ugh, if this book gets a second edition, I'm definitely going to be clearer in that bit. Thank you so much. Gosh, you're so young. How old are you, Steve?
Oh, you know, I think I'm 19, but, you know, they don't really, I'm not really sure.
Gosh.
Why, did anything interesting happen to you 19 years ago?
Yeah,
do you remember, I know our memory's getting foggy, Matilda, but I now seem to remember someone stealing your child.
Yeah, it was kind of
one of your prized students. Yeah.
Well, it was, I assumed it was my prized student, which was also the father of my child.
Right.
Yeah.
And,
you know,
I'm seeing a little resemblance. Maybe it's just my eyes. My eyes are going bad, but I'm looking at Stephen and I'm looking at you, Matilda.
Right?
I see it in the cheekbones.
Yeah.
And I see it in the lips.
And you know,
do you think?
I'm blind. I'm wearing contacts. Like, I usually am wearing glasses. You know,
I gotta tell you, I'm actually, I have eyesight problems too.
Yeah, I can tell. You're wearing glasses. You know? It's, the coincidence of that, of my child who got kidnapped. We searched for so many years, and for you to show up at my book signing and to also be a thief, like, I'm sure other children 19 years ago in Peoria went missing, and, right? Aren't kids kidnapped all the time?
They are. And you are 67, so that would be...
Oh, well.
But yeah, we have to do the math.
It was my late in life baby, for sure.
That's right. Yeah. See, I told you my memory's going.
Yeah. Well, but... Oh, I should give you back your pencil, by the way. I shouldn't be stealing at your book signing.
Oh, thank you.
We didn't even notice. Did you notice? Right? I didn't notice.
You're an excellent stealer. Tell us your favorite steal, Stephen.
My favorite steal would have to be the Charles MacGuffin. You know, it was a technique developed in Egypt in the late 1920s, and it's when you...
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure you're familiar. It's when you...
Yeah.
It was named because MacGuffin rhymes with muffin, and it's when you steal a muffin from someone named Charles, the Charles MacGuffin.
Yeah, when that situation arises, you have to just go for it.
It's so rare to meet someone named Charles in this day and age, much less someone named Charles who has a muffin.
Right. That's right.
It's like fate aligning.
It is. And I bet Matilda's techniques made it the perfect steal.
Speaking of, would you like a muffin?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, stolen muffin?
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, I walked by someone named Charles on the way here.
Oh, amazing, amazing.
Wow.
Gosh,
wow.
I can't stop thinking about this coincidence of you being probably 19 and my child is hopefully somewhere being 19.
Right.
But you know, my child had that crazy birthmark of like a big thumbs up on his back.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Well, do you have one? Steven?
I do.
What? All right. Well, you know, it's just probably coincidental. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Your backs are normally shaped like hands and,
Yeah, I mean, these all just have to be coincidences. What would be the odds that we would meet today?
Right.
Out of all days.
Exactly, yeah. And that you'd be so proficient at sailing. Stephen, if you were my son, I'd be very, very proud.
You know, Matilda, I mean, yeah, I can't help but notice that other birthmark you have on your hand is just like the one I have on both of my hands.
What? This birthmark that shaped like an ice cream cone?
Yeah, the one that says Rocky Road on it.
It does. I was born with this. You were too? You
know, yeah.
See, this is how I know that these birthmarks are coincidences, because my son also had the Rocky Road birthmark. See,
a total coincidence.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still not convinced, but it's really sounding very likely.
Well, I was about to call you auntie, but you're not necessarily my aunt. You're just Matilda's sister.
I don't know, right. It sounds good, doesn't it? Like Auntie Daphne, you know?
Auntie
like,
Daphne.
Oh, yeah. I like the sound of that. I'm going to steal that. I'm going to steal that title.
You're going to steal it?
Yeah. I'll get it.
Yeah, in the foreword to the book, you wrote about how her son was born with a... You really went on some tangents in the foreword, but one of them was about the tattoo she gave her son before he was taken. The tattoo of the lightning bolt on his forehead with the rainbow on the side of it.
I wasn't real happy about Daphne tattooing my infant son. I don't know really what that was about, Daphne. Like,
you were really forward-thinking back then.
See, I'm still not quite over it. But I did think that was one of those things that would really help us find him, you know, like...
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, he was unique. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like I should take my beanie off and just show you guys my forehead.
Whoa! What? Whoa, did you get that after you read the foreword of the book?
No, what? it's always been there.
No, what a coincidence.
What a coincidence.
Right? That's how many people?
Just two, me and your son. It's insane.
Right?
Wow.
Gosh.
This is just too much.
Right? Gosh, maybe we should all start stealing together. You know, like, just because we're not actually family doesn't mean we couldn't be a crime family.
And we do need to start passing it on to the younger generation.
Right? Right.
I think that idea just stole my heart.
Oh.
Scene. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be right back with some goodbyes, whatever the opposite of introduction is. Extroductions? Yeah, sure, we'll take it. We'll be right back with some extroductions. Do you want your product or idea to be heard by comedy fans in Tucson and around the globe? You might just want to advertise with the Paper Towel Improv Podcast Quick Bites with Rothy.
I'll play your ad on the show, and if you're a podcaster and you do an ad for me, I'll do one for you for free. If you have a product or something else, just DM me on Instagram at paper_towel_podcast, and we will work something out. Keep checking out the show. Enjoy the rest of your day.
We're back with goodbyes. Today on the show, we had Amy Seeley and Kristen Phibbs. Amy, do you have anything you want to tell us about?
Well, nothing really to plug right now, but just want to let you know to keep looking on Facebook for Tucson Improv Movement and check out stuff they're having, you know, that they're doing online, since we still can't meet together at the theater. But thank you so much for having us, Rafi. I appreciate it.
Amy, you stole one of my plugs.
Oh.
Kristen, you got anything you want to tell us about?
Yeah, I am in The Time Machine. It's online through Street Lamp Productions. I was fortunate to be asked to do a project during this weird time. And yeah, hopefully I'll have some online performances with Amy for I Was Promised Magic and my other team, Shat Fan, in the near future, hopefully through Tim.
Is that the H.G. Wells book, The Time Machine?
Yes, it is.
That sounds really cool.
I'm the announcer.
Awesome.
Ooh. Yeah.
Love it.
My name is Rafi. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Letterboxd, whatever the things are, at rockin_Rafi. You can, what are the other things I usually say? You can listen to this podcast every Thursday on Apple, Spotify, and wherever great podcasts can be found. And you can follow it on Instagram at paper_towel_podcast. It's been 3 weeks since I've done this outro. I'm rusty. Okay, everybody. You can check out my online shows sometimes at the Tucson Improv Movement's Facebook page. And on Fridays at 7, I'm in them occasionally. And you can, what are the other things? Oh, our theme song is done by Ramzi Atiyah. You can follow him on Instagram at Ramzi Music. And our logo is by Lee Cameron. You can follow her at Lee with 8 E's and Lee Cameron on Instagram. I think that's all I have to say, and I said it eventually. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week, and I'll see you next week.